I Was Made to Love Her. Coming up a little after 7:30 this morning, about 7:35, His Honor, the receiving Mayor Corey Mason will be here. We'll talk about a variety of topics, but right now, it's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, receiving Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hawaii and parts of Japan have downgraded tsunami warnings after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Far East Russia. Atmospheric scientist Matthew Capucci.
The release of this slip between tectonic plates was equivalent to basically detonating 1 trillion kilograms of TNT.
I'm Michael Wallace. The tsunami warning for Hawaii and much of the West Coast has been downgraded to an advisory, meaning there's still a chance of more waves. Governor Josh Green says many areas had waves of 5 feet.
We will only give the all clear when we feel there's total safety.
Richard Bisson is the mayor of Maui County, where the surge was measured at 11 feet.
Right now, no reports of any damage, no injuries.
Waves were about 2 feet high in Oregon and about a foot along part of California's coast.
Powerful waves as tall as 16 feet make that people along that coast are being told to stay off beaches with warnings of rip currents and dangerous surf. Camille Dahman lives in Honolulu.
Everybody is moving inland and upwards. That has been kind of the case for just about every single person that I've talked to. Everybody has somewhere to go, just either get to higher ground or get out of those tsunami zones kind of by the coast.
Powerful waves as tall as 16 feet crashed into Russia's coastline. We're learning more about the gunman who police say drove cross-country from Las Vegas and killed 4 people at a New York City office building before shooting himself to death with an AR-15 that he assembled himself. CBS's Jared Hill from Manhattan.
He had a history of mental illness going back to at least 2022. That was the same year he obtained his concealed firearms permit. Sometime after, he allegedly called police saying he was suicidal. But according to Nevada law enforcement, suicidal ideations are not a reason to confiscate a permit.
President Trump accusing the late Jeffrey Epstein of, quote, stealing young women employed at Mar-a-Lago. He explained to reporters on the flight home from Scotland.
He took people, and because he took people, they said, don't do it anymore. You know, they work for me. And he took, beyond that, he took some others. And once he did that, that was the end of him.
The NTSB begins 3 days of investigative hearings today on the deadly mid-air collision of an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington in January. CBS's Eleanor Watson from the Pentagon.
The board, which is investigating the crash, will hear from officials across different agencies, including the Army, which has not yet given a substantial briefing to the public since the tragedy. While the investigation is ongoing, the Army, though, has paused helicopter flights to and from the Pentagon, which is situated closely to a D.C. airport and one of the most congested airspaces in the country.
67 people were killed in the crash. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Stay out of the lake. The National Weather Service says there will be dangerous swimming conditions on Lake Michigan beaches through early Friday morning. It's impacting swimming areas along the Great Lake from Kenosha north to Sheboygan. Strong winds coming from the northeast are driving waves as high as 6 feet. The Weather Service also has an air quality alert running today through midday. The start of school for some students at Racine Unified's Olympia Brown School may be impacted after that crash. A 23-year-old alleged drunk driver crashed into 2 classrooms early yesterday, causing significant damage. The school was already under construction, expanding from an elementary to a K-8 building. Officials are now assessing the damage to see how quickly repairs can be made to the school to keep the school year on track. 2 people were in that car, neither were injured. If you know someone capable of running a county health department, there's an opening in Kenosha. Kenosha County Health Officer Lori Plummer has resigned, with the search for her replacement now underway. County Executive Samantha Kirkman announced the news yesterday. Plummer joined the county public health team in 2020 and became health officer in January of last year. The Domes will still have a home in Milwaukee. Today, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley and County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson will sign legislation approving $30 million in funding to restore the Mitchell Park Domes. Construction is expected to start in 2027. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Brewers go for the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs today in Milwaukee, where the Brewers beat them again last night, 9-3. Bottom of the sixth, one out. Andrew Vaughn picked up in that trade with the White Sox at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
First pitch, breaking ball.
Vaughn, with a career-high 6 runs batted in, says he's just feeding off the good vibe inside the Brewers clubhouse.
You know, special group here right now. We're playing really good baseball, and it's fun to be a part of, especially when the crowd's electric like that.
NFL, the Packers training camp continues in Green Bay. Another hot and humid session in pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd sidelined again, this time a groin injury suffered in Monday's practice. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and tonight. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today, 73. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 on Friday, sunshine with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
I saw this ad for this Tempur-Pedic bed on TV. Have you seen this thing? I'll tell you about it anyways. I don't even care. They start off the ad with this testimonial. This guy comes on. He's like, I slept for 6 hours. But it felt like 8. It's like, that's just a lie, right there. That's not a time machine, you know? Slept for 6 hours. They don't do that in other ads. Like, hey, you like this car? It gets like 2,000 miles to the gallon. Does it really? No, no. But it feels like it could. Maybe. You know, if you're going down a hill or something, there's a wind and stuff. You never know. It's not exact science. We don't know. And then they do this test. Like, they take a glass of wine and they set it on the bed. And then they jump up and down on the bed and the wine doesn't spill. And I was like, is that part of anybody's bedtime ritual? At all? Anybody like, oh, time for bed, where's my glass of red wine? I'll just sit on the end of the bed here where there's no chance it'll spill. Oh, I've spilled my red wine. Clearly I need a new bed. So there's no way a nightstand's gonna fix this problem. You know?
Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry. He's all I've wanted all my life, and he
Spector Wall of Sound. That's Darlene Love, lead singer of the Crystals, on her own there. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. It's 7:12, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Today, looking for a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight, lows 66. But a sunny day tomorrow with a high near 74. A cloudy 70 at Radio Park now. Hey, if you ever dug through the deep recesses of Grandma's pantry, maybe you know some of these items. Chowhound.com put a list of canned foods that were popular 50 years ago, but no one eats anymore. It's a trip down memory lane. It can also trigger your gag reflex. On at least one of these I saw, whoa, canned mac and cheese. Chef Boyardee put it out. I vaguely remember that one. SpaghettiOs. The original brand was Franco-American. They still have SpaghettiOs. I know that. Canned whole chickens. Whoa. The brand was Sweet Sue. Boiled peanuts, primarily in the South. Those were big. This one I remember. Canned brown bread. My mother had one of those, primarily in the Northeast. This one's going to make you gag. Canned pork brains with milk gravy. Thankfully, it's still available on Amazon. How many of those are they selling every day? Deviled ham. This was ground up ham, spiced and packed into a tiny can used as sandwich bread. I think they still have that, if I'm not mistaken. And canned ribs, like barbecue ribs in a can. Armor had one. They were specifically cut to work with the can, then smoked with hickory chips, a great flavor. I wouldn't mind trying that one. It sounds terrible, but it might be okay. And mac and cheese, now I'm remembering that from Chef Boyardee. But I thought they still had the SpaghettiOs from Franco-American. Huh. 7:14, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here come the Beatles.
Just let me hear some of that.
Covering the Chuck Berry hit Rock and Roll Music, 7:16, local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. So how many close friends do you really, really need? According to new research, on average, people with high well-being have 5 friends they rely on. People with poorer mental health have just over 3. Wow, I'm in trouble. Other than my wife and my daughter and maybe my brother and sister-in-law, I'm not sure how many close friends I really have. 1? Maybe 2? Well, Pete Schwabe will be my friend if I ask him. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In the Weird Get Weirder news, after the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam incident involving astronomer CEO and the company's head of HR, who have both been let go, the company has hired Nepo Baby and publicity hound Gwyneth Paltrow as its temporary spokesman. Astronomer definitely has a sense of humor about itself, since Paltrow is the ex-wife of Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Some people parlay an Oscar win into better creative work. Then there's Paltrow, who will try to sell anything. Director Richard Linklater and actor Ethan Hawke teamed up again for the film Blue Moon. A biographical drama with lots of music tells the story of Lawrence Hart, who was Richard Rodgers' partner before he connected with Oscar Hammerstein. The film is not expected to hit theaters until October of this year, but it's knocking the socks off most critics with 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Multiple times, the Linklater-Hawke collaborations have led to an Oscar nomination for Hawke. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long. WRJ.
A day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? When you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
Cassidy with the Partridge Family. And meet me halfway. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. You know, this really surprised me. A man in Canada wants answers after he says his rental car, was stopped and they found fentanyl in the car, traces of fentanyl. I thought they cleaned the cars before you rent them. So you rent your car, the police stop you, and the dog comes and finds fentanyl in the car. And you really have nothing to do with it because you just rented the darn thing, huh? Chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 75 right now. Cloudy and 70 here at Radio Park. Got the mayor coming in a little after 7:30 this morning. We're going to hit him hard with some tough questions today. I can see he's shaking already. Here's Neil Diamond and You Got to Me.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Control.
You got to be,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
You got to me.
Say you got to me now.
That's Neil Diamond, You Got to Me. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It is 7:25. Hey, don't forget, join WRJN at Monument Square in downtown Racine this Friday as we celebrate First Friday in the tradition of Scoop the Loop. I wasn't here for Scoop the Loop. That was before me. But it sounds like it might have been a lot of fun. Live music, food, drink, friends all on hand starting at 4 p.m. Stop by our WRJN tent for your chance to win State Fair tickets. They got that new cream puff building at State Fair, and they have all different flavors of cream puff. That's just worth a trip to the State Fair itself. Scoop the Loop, First Fridays this week with WRJN at Monument Square. My grandfather bought me this 45 RPM record when I was a kid. Who knew I'd be playing it on the radio, huh?
I hear something saying... and ways. It's so hard, give me water. I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
That's Sam Cooke and Chain Gang. Before we get to the news here, the mayor's here. You said that you were in the radio station. You got a 45 RPM record when you were a member of the Boy Scouts or something?
Yeah, yeah. It was my first tour here. I think it was second grade we came through. And, God, this must have been 1982, somewhere around there, maybe 1983. But at the time, the big song was this show that was on, The Greatest American Hero. I was like, Believe It or Not, right? And so our Troop 237 comes through here, and, you know, that was the request we played, and the DJ at the time played it, and there was, I don't know, 20 second graders singing it at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, here it is. We're going to play a little bit of it. I can't play the whole song now. Here's a little bit of it.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been
you got that record?
Second grade. So what are you in second grade? Maybe 8 or 9 years old?
No, you'll be six in kindergarten, seven first. Yeah, 8 years, yeah, 8 years old.
8 or 9 years old, yeah.
Oh, look at you. The little mayor.
That's right. Brings back some memories.
Yeah, 45 RPM records. I love them. Yeah, I like that scratchy noise after a while, and the static and pop clicks and everything. All right, it's 7:29. The mayor's coming up with us in just a few minutes, but right now an important announcement from our Vice President, General Manager, Chris Morrow.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
It's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a caution for Lake Michigan beaches between Kenosha and Sheboygan. The National Weather Service says there will be dangerous swimming conditions through early Friday morning due to strong northeast winds. Waves could be hitting as high as 6 feet. There's also an air quality alert today through midday. After a year and a half on the job, the Kenosha County Health Officer has resigned. County Executive Samantha Kirkman announced yesterday Lori Plummer left and that the search for her replacement is now underway. Plummer joined the county public health team in 2020 and became health officer in January of last year, taking over from former health officer Jen Freiheit. In a statement, Kirkman thanked Plummer for her service and said the county will move quickly to find a replacement. More input. The people of Caledonia will have more time to opine on a plan to turn more than 240 acres of farmland into a massive data center. Earlier this week, there were hours of public comment about the topic at a village plan commission meeting. The area in question is near the We Energies plant. People raised concerns about the environmental impact, the lack of transparency, and a loss of open land. A vote on the effort was delayed until late August. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Countries, like any other consumer, are just looking for the best deal.
I'm Kylie Allen with the Midwest Farm Report, talking markets. John Heinberg along with us. He's the market advisor for Total Farm Marketing. He has some insights on how international demand is affecting the U.S. market.
It just comes down to the demand side of things and seeing that the other countries are step into, you know, the corn market. We saw that last year with corn. You know, China did not pick up any U.S. corn during the entire export season. If it was, it was very minimal, you know, but we saw other countries just kind of step forward, and European countries, Japan kicked back in. Mexico obviously was the largest buyer of U.S. corn over the last year. And as we're starting to get some 25, 26 sales put together, we're starting to see that those same trends continue. We've seen some pretty good activity in the corn market for new crop corn, with corn being harvested this fall. On the export market, it's mainly been Mexico. South Korea has been an active buyer here the last week or so.
John Heinberg along with us. He's the market advisor for Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says right now the U.S. is competitive in price. Stay with us. I'll have a look at some more news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com. Wisconsin's forestry industry is crucial for the state's economic success. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in the Trump administration. That letter urges immediate action to reverse cuts to investments and staff at USDA. The governor says Wisconsin's forestry industry stands to be negatively impacted. Evers strongly opposed reported reductions in the United States Forest Service programs. The letter comes after Wisconsin officials were recently warned by USFS officials to expect less funding from the Urban and Community Forestry Grant Program. For the full story and more stories like it, visit us online at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That'll be delivered to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at BuildingWaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and tonight. We could get a quarter to a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tonight. High today, 73. Tomorrow, sunny, 75 on Friday, sunshine with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
My wife's always buying stuff online. We're taking in shipments every day. We got boxes coming in our house. Everywhere I go, front door, back door, trunk of the car. They're everywhere. You know, Google Earth, like the street view photos, they refresh every few months. Every time, there's boxes on my porch. She sends stuff to her office and launders it through the work bag. Just playing a huge shell game with me. I don't know what's coming or going, you know? So I was like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. Like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question, you know? Like, are those new shoes? Yeah. How much are those? They were 30% off. Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Let's say good morning to His Honor, the Racine Mayor, Corey Mason. Thank you for being here, my
pleasure.
My mayor. All right, now, let's get right down to business here. No. let's first talk about our sister city, our brand new sister city.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a few sister cities, but our newest one, the council just passed a resolution at the last council meeting to make Brantford, Ontario, our next sister city. This came about, I'm part of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiatives, and we were at the conference, earlier this year, and just talking to a number of mayors, you know, strangely, just given the national politics right now, Canada, which is usually our friendliest and, you know, longest neighbor, has some tensions right now just with going on in the news. And so the decision was made at this conference that, hey, maybe we should, you know, create some sister city relationships between Canadian Great Lakes cities and American Great Lakes cities. And so I happened to bump into the mayor of Brantford, Ontario, literally on an elevator. And I think by the time we got to the floor that we're doing on, we decided, well, let's become sister cities. The thing that we have in common the most, obviously, is the SCJ footprint. Obviously, SCJ is based here, but their Canadian headquarters is in Brantford, Ontario. But they're also a city near the Great Lakes. And
by the way, for people who don't can't put that together, S.C. Johnson.
Yes, S.C. Johnson. Company. Sorry, yes. Yes, for those who don't. But that's where they've been for years. And you know, they're a town of about 100,000 people and have sort of similar demographics. And, you know, they're about 70 miles from Toronto. And, you know, we're about 70 miles from Chicago. So a lot in common and a common love for the Great Lakes. So our council has passed the resolution, and we anticipate that their council will do so in turn, and then we'll have our next sister city.
So that summit was done on an elevator.
It was.
The elevator summit.
It was. People say you got to have an elevator speech to get something. That was the elevator speech about why Brantford and Racine should be.
A lot of people don't talk on an elevator. Yeah. They're quiet. They face forward and keep their mouth shut. But not you. Good for you. Okay, what is the benefit to being a sister city?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have another sister city that's actually visiting now. This is Owiso, Japan. So there's some high school students from Owiso that are visiting right now for a couple weeks. The purpose behind it was started after World War II. And it was really with the idea of Japan and Germany had gone to war three times in the course of about 80 or 90 years. And the sister city program was put together, the idea being maybe if people in cities of neighboring countries got to know each other personally and visited each other and had exchanges with each other, there would be less of a chance of future wars. And so that's the premise behind it. And so not surprisingly, there's more sister cities between France and Germany than any other two countries. But the city of Racine has a sister city in Aalborg, Denmark. We have a sister city in...
Oh, I didn't know the Denmark one.
Yeah. Montelimar, France is our longest one. That was set up in 1947, shortly after World War II. We have one in Mexico and one in Owiso, Japan, and now Brantford, Ontario. So we're excited to do the exchanges with them. And, you know, just given the mood with tariffs and some of the other national discussions going on right now, it's been helpful at a sister city level to still reach out to our friends in other cities and saying, hey, somebody else might be talking about invading Greenland, but it's not us here at the local level, reaching out to the folks in Denmark and making it clear that we want to have good lines of communication and diplomacy at a city to city level. And it's a great culture exchange, right? It's been great for our young people to be able to go to some of these sister cities and for their young people to visit us and visit the region. So it's been very positive.
I still like dull and boring as sister cities. <It's right. laughs> I think that was fantastic. They came up with that. All right, let's talk about Clean Sweep.
Yeah, so this is the first one that we did. I learned about it at another conference I was at with a group of mayors that were meeting with the Bloomberg Cities Initiatives. But the idea was, hey, you pick like four blocks in the neighborhood that could use a little bit of love in the public domain and help clean it up a little bit. So this is everything from replacing sidewalk squares to trimming overgrown bushes, to replacing the garbage bins if they need to be replaced, to, you know, patching up potholes. So, you know, we get everybody from DPW and the Parks Department and the fire department's there. The fire department went, knocked on every door and installed smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in the homes. And it was just us being there for two full days, cleaning up the neighborhood, replacing fences and mending fences, literally in some of these yards. And, you know, in a couple yards, you know, they get these bushes that are, you know, way overgrown. You can't even see the house anymore. Sometimes it's an elderly person who might live there. And so we're able to trim those back. And, you know, the fire department pointed out it's really important from a fire safety perspective, if the tree or bushes have gotten so overgrown, they can't even see the windows on the second floor.
Or the house number.
Yeah, yeah. So all those things become... So it was a big success. We had about 80 city employees that spent the 2 days down there doing various cleanup. The neighbors were thrilled, and it's a project. We will do one more of them this year. It's a pilot project, but it's we'll do another one in October. And I think it's been successful enough that we will make it something that we do every year.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, now you mentioned something about the health center.
Yes.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the couple...
Do you want to take a drink of water?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Every time he reaches for it, he's got to put the cap back on.
So, all right, go ahead. So a couple really exciting things going on with the community center health clinic. Number one, the new one that's being built, it'll be done late next year, but it's going vertical, right? So they spent all this time digging a big hole and putting the basement in, but you look at it, it's like, oh, it's a hole in the ground, right? But now it's actually going vertical, and you can see the skeleton of the building is going up, and so that's really exciting. But as exciting, the idea is that this is going to be a federally qualified health clinic. But to do that, you need an FQHC provider to do that.
Now, what is that?
The federally qualified health clinic is what will go into the health clinic, but it's a federally subsidized clinic for people who have or are underinsured or have no insurance, and they can go in, for $20 or $30 and see a physician or a dentist or get mental health care. And so most communities have these. We're the biggest city in the Midwest that doesn't have one until now. So Pillar Health, which runs an FQHC in Kenosha and Walworth County, and now Racine County, has opened up in Julian Thomas School at the garden level. That's always been the plan. This was going to be sort of the temporary space that they would do to sort of establish themselves in the neighborhood while we're building the larger clinic. And so they opened just last week and are open from 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. And so if people need to see a physician or a nurse practitioner, they have people available to do that.
I don't want to sound old, but I'm going to sound old here. When I was a little kid, Dr. Thierman was my doctor. And my mother took me to the doctor for something. I don't know what it was, but we walk in and there were mothers screaming at the receptionist. When we walk in, what is going on? They raised the price from $4 a visit to $6.
Yeah.
And the mothers were irate that it was up $2 when they counted on $4. Could you imagine paying $4, even $6 for a visit?
That'd be great. Yeah. No, I mean, I think...
And then nobody used insurance. You just opened your wallet. You gave her $6.
Right, right. I mean, I think that's the challenge is healthcare has just gotten so expensive for people. And especially as these cuts are coming down from the federal government, all the more reason we need a facility like this for people who might be uninsured or underinsured to be able to go there.
Now, here's something I have a problem explaining to people because I think I understand it. The difference between Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare is you put into Medicare when you reach a certain age.
Yeah, when you're 65.
65, yeah. Or, you can get medical care through Medicare or one of the, what do they call those, the Medicare providers.
The Medicare Advantage.
The Advantage plans, yeah, which are pretty good. Medicaid is a state-run plan for people based on income, not age, right?
Right. So it's a federally mandated program that are run by the states, and it's for people who are in poverty, right? Now, just to confuse it even further, though, however, if you're elderly and in poverty, you might also be using Medicaid, not Medicare, particularly.
Now, why would it be that big?
I mean, that's just the rules as the federal government has set it up. But if you're going into a nursing home and the federal government's going to pay for that, that is going to come from Medicaid, not from Medicare. So Medicare is more to see your doctor on an ongoing basis, or if you have surgery or something like that. But if it's a long-term home health care position that you're in, or you need to be in a nursing home, it's Medicaid that would cover that if you income qualify.
I went to ask my mother, who is a real smart person. I said, what did they do before insurance in Medicare? What did they do? So they died.
Yeah. I mean, life expectancy was much shorter.
You didn't go to the doctor, you died.
Right.
That was it. You didn't have the money. Whoa.
Yeah. People forget just how acute it was when we didn't have Medicare and Medicaid to fill in those gaps.
I once asked her too, in cities like New York, you always see these old pictures around the turn of the century, 1900, people wearing these long woolen dresses, long woolen coats, the guys wearing these heavy jackets in the middle of summer when it's like 90 degrees outside. You see the pictures, they're all dressed up. I said, there was no air conditioning. What did they do?
Yeah.
And she goes, when it got too hot, they died. And she's right.
Or they could take the coat off if it's 90 degrees.
Well, even then, if you go into your apartment, and it's in cities like New York, I'm talking about, you go into your apartment, what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, it's too hot.
Yeah, oppressively hot.
You died from the heat.
Yeah.
That's scary. Thank goodness we live where we live now.
We do. We do. And if you're in a place where you don't have that, when it is hot.
Yeah, let's talk about there are cooling places.
We do have community centers that serve as cooling places. So if you're, you know, encountering that, if your air conditioning's broken or if you've got a neighbor who's elderly who might not have air conditioning, you can take them over to the community center, you know, and cool off for a little bit and just enjoy some cooler air. And, you know, we don't want people to get so warm that they have a medical event. So we do have cooling centers.
When I was a kid, I hate to sound old again, but on a real, before we had air conditioning in our house, my dad used to say, it's hot, we're going to a movie, let's go. Because the movie theaters were air conditioned. They even had that sign out front with icicles hanging from it. Yeah. Air conditioned.
Yeah.
And it was a hot day. We're going to the movies. Let's go.
Yeah.
We didn't care what movie it was.
The other thing that's there, if you're able-bodied, I mean, I just remind everybody, Lake Michigan is always a relief from the heat. North Beach, it's free. Show up.
No tsunamis, nothing like that.
That's right. That's right. No tsunamis here. So
okay. We're talking to the mayor. Mayor Corey Mason is on it. We have more questions coming up in just a moment. More topics to discuss. 748 WRJN. But first,
big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Jada Mio's Home Cooking. Racine's hidden gem for authentic Hispanic cuisine. From quesadilla tacos to their signature Spanish rice, every bite is made with heart, heritage, and bold flavor. It's a culinary adventure your taste buds will never forget. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644, and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644, or online at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
WRJN presents one more week of Racine Raiders football as the Raiders continue on to the league championship game this Saturday against the Detroit Ravens. Racine Raiders football and the championship game, 5:45, the pregame this Saturday, 6 o'clock the kickoff from Detroit. And Racine Raiders football again being sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen's Diamonds providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's final destination. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time. The Racine Raiders play for the league championship this Saturday on WRJN.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
WRJN. His Honor, Mayor Corey Mason is here, City of Racine Mayor. You have any, want to be governor?
No, thank you.
I asked everybody that. Nobody wants to be governor.
Yeah, I think there are several people who are going to run for governor. I will not be one of the people running for governor.
Hey, it's open.
It is. It is. I appreciate people asking. But
you get free room and board.
It's true. It's true. You get the governor's residence.
I was amazed the other day we were talking that the president of the United States gets a place to sleep at night free.
Right.
Everything else you have to pay for. Food.
Really?
Toiletries. Yeah, you got to pay for everything.
Wow.
If you have guests coming over, you got to pay for the state dinners out of your pocket. If you've got, anything going on there, you got guests sleeping, you got to pay for that stuff.
Wow.
He only gets the room, and that's it. Everything else is on his tab. I never knew that before.
I never heard that either.
Yeah, well, that's true. You heard it here first. Okay. Let's talk about the YMCA. Is it all gone?
It is.
It is.
Oh, yeah, it's all gone.
Yeah, it is.
And you were the first one to put a knock hole in it.
That's right. They actually used the backhoe to swing
first out. First one to knock a brick out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So now the next step is you got to clean up the site.
You got to clean up the site and stabilize the bluff. That's what's next. But it certainly makes it an exciting redevelopment opportunity. So we're
open to... Any clues to what's going to be there?
I mean, I'm guessing it'll be another mixed-use sort of space, right? I mean, imagine it's great views, right? I mean, so there's always hope that you'd be able to put some sort of apartment building or condo.
Now, how many more apartments? We got the Breakwater.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been refurbishing the Main Street, Main and State building there. Yeah. They've been working on that for about months and months and months. We have those two.
We have Bell City Square. That's doing well. The old Horlicks site on Northwestern.
Okay,
there.
Yeah.
And they're doing great. And so
we need more apartments.
We do. You know, we just here's a breaking news for you. We just did a market study that we'll be talking about soon. But it basically said, you know, the city of Racine could build another 1,500 housing units in the next 5 years and not break a sweat. So
really,
yeah. So there is definitely a need for housing in the city in the greater Racine area. It is a challenge that we're contending with. It's just trying to figure out how to do more housing. It's difficult because money's gotten more expensive and the prices of building new houses has gotten more expensive, but there's definitely a need for housing. And the reality is if you don't build new housing, other communities will, and that's where people will live if we're not.
But this is the housing. I don't know how much the Breakwater charges, but I don't think it's cheap housing.
I mean, it's market rate housing, right? Okay. It's not income adjusted housing.
How about that big high rise right there on the lakefront that's been there for years?
High rise on the left.
Yeah, I can't think of it. Oh, it's right opposite to the north of Festival Hall, Festival Park.
Oh, the condos that are there.
Yeah.
Those are still condos. They're still doing well.
I think Oprah Winfrey's relatives.
I remember years ago.
The Oprah story?
Yes. Supposedly she had a condo or a relative with a condo there. I don't think that's still the case. But, those are still full and sold out. I mean, yeah. The condo market does. The condo market is nobody wants to build condos. There's certainly people that want to buy condos, but finding people to build them is very difficult.
I mentioned this to you before we went on the air. The city of Atlanta ran into a problem the other day. Waymo has these driverless cars now, and I've seen them in different cities.
Yeah.
It picks you up, you get in the passenger or the back seat, and the car drives with no driver.
Yeah.
So one had to be stopped. And the policeman didn't know who to write the citation to.
Yeah.
You can't write it to the passenger. He wasn't driving.
Right.
You can't write it to the person who owns the car. They weren't driving. And they don't know who to write the citations to. And this is a problem that never existed before until recently.
Right. It's a great legal question. What happens if the driverless car runs a stoplight, right?
What happens if the driverless car hits somebody?
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you hold responsible? We're not quite there in Racine to be able to do that. We have one autonomous vehicle called the Badger that we work with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that we work with UW-Madison Engineering Department and Gateway. It's sort of a joint project. You might see it down the parade route when we do the 4th of July parade. In Wisconsin, though, even if you have a driverless car, the rule is somebody's still got to be sitting in the driver's seat just in case. So we're not to a point yet where we'll have to confront that, but more and more communities are seeing driverless cars and autonomous vehicles come into play.
I can't imagine my reaction pulling up to a stoplight and looking over and no one's there.
Yeah.
That's got to be scary.
Yeah, it'll be different. I mean, who knows if this is 5 years away or 20 years away, but, you know, it is coming.
Okay. Racine, pretty big city. Third biggest in Wisconsin? Fifth biggest.
Yeah.
Oh, when did we drop down?
Yeah, we're behind Kenosha and Green Bay now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
A while ago. But, okay. I mean, Kenosha keeps growing geographically and can add people, and we are landlocked. So the region continues to see population growth, but the city itself is landlocked. Yeah. So we're fifth in size.
We're top 10 on the charts.
That's right.
Okay. So what are we doing right? Everybody, you know, you live in a city, you take it for granted that everything's working right. There are cities where it's not working right. What are we doing right?
Oh, there's lots of great things to comment on what we're doing. I think right now we're in the middle of this youth employment program that we do every summer, and we've been doing it for the last 4 years. But we take, you know, 60 young kids aged 16 to 24, and we give them internships in city departments, all the city departments. We've got a cadet program with the police department and the fire department that they can do for 8 weeks. And then, but we place people at the water utility or DPW if they might want to be an engineer or what have you. And it's a great experience. It provides additional resources for the city to get some work done, but it also does this great thing where, you know, when jobs open up in those departments and we're thinking about, well, who could we get who might want to work for the wastewater utility, for example? And it gives the utility the opportunity to say, you know, we had an intern last summer and we really liked him or her. And so it allows us to create an employment, like sort of apprenticeship program for the kids. And then it also lets them do some positive things. So all of them were there to help out with the clean sweep program. They learn about financial literacy while they're doing the program. But it exposes young people in this community to careers that they might want to have, whether it's in public safety or DPW or forestry or you name it. And, you know, as we're working really hard to try to get more of our employees to be city residents, it's a great opportunity for young kids, and they're doing great. We get great feedback from all the department heads saying, boy, I just wish we could keep them longer. So it's a great program.
When I was 18 years old, just graduated high school, my father said, you're going to get a job this summer. To quote my father, I don't care if they pay you to pick your nose, you're going to get a job this summer. So my mother had pulls with the county because she worked for the Department of Consumer Affairs. She said, I got you a job on a garbage truck. Pays a lot, too. And I said, okay. So I went down there, I spoke to the foreman, wherever he was, and he said, first things, you got to get steel-tipped shoes. This is when they had the metal, they didn't have the garbage pails they have now. You had to pick up metal garbage pails. And he said, you up to it? I said, yeah, I can pick them up. I pick up mine when I take it out to the curb. He said, steel-toed shoes. And I said, any chance of driving the truck? And he laughed. He said, yeah, in 20 years, you might be able to drive the truck. I thought I'd be driving the truck. I didn't know. So I was going to start on a Monday. A few days before that, I got a call from the radio station. They needed the janitor, and they said I had the job.
Yeah.
So I went from possibly making—this is 1972—making $10 an hour to making $1.85.
Wow. But that's how much you love radio.
But I was in radio, picking up the garbage, cleaning the bathrooms. I loved it. Everybody's got to start somewhere. And that this Saturday will mark my 54th continuous career. I started the janitor job August 2nd, 1972, and we've been— in radio ever since.
That's amazing.
My old boss ran into me in Atlanta when I worked down there, and I didn't think he liked me. He was our program director, but he went to work for the New York Islanders, and he met me down in Atlanta. And he said, you were my favorite employee. He said, because you cleaned the building, and you never griped about it. And as a matter of fact, you were the best janitor we ever had. It was a three-story office building. I'll show you a picture in a minute. He said, you were the best janitor we ever had. I never knew he liked me.
Wow.
He was a nice guy. He's no longer with us, but he said, yeah, you were the best janitor. We never had one like you. It was always like, can you do what Don did with the bathrooms? Can you do what Don did? He cleaned all the glass desks, got the ashes off every night.
Nice.
That was good.
Yeah. So starting at the janitor's way to be a well-appreciated employee.
People wouldn't do it today.
That's right.
Mayor, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
He comes in every month. He's his honor, Mayor Corey Mason, City of Racine. Always good to have you here.
Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's do our news, all right?